Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Weirdos TV. Weirdos Radio, Free Brooklyn. We're both TV and radio. We're both. Sometimes, I mean, right now, we're just TV, and then later we could be radio. I don't know. It's very confusing for me. Maybe it's less confusing for you. I don't know. I can't tell anymore. But I'm hoping that for you and for me, it's entirely different. And I think that's okay. As long as we can keep it together. And be friends. You know, it's important just to be friends. One of our friends is joining us tonight. I'm sure we got guest booked via the phone, so I'm sure it would be great to get someone in on Skype. But if Mr. Murray Gilbacker comes in over the phone, then we'll make sure to bring you a Skype guest at the same time, if at all possible. And wouldn't that be lovely? Wouldn't it just make you want to go, why not? Why not? Sure, the only way. Absolutely, I really enjoy it, and all that kind of stuff. Wouldn't it? I would think so. Now, if I were you, I would feel that way. I can't tell you not to feel that way. I can't tell you why I feel that way. I can't tell you anything, really. But I can tell you that we're here on Weirdos TV, and it's incredible. It feels like a problem, and it is. Weirdos TV, weirdos are considered a problem by society, let's face it. You know it's true. We're rejected. We're like the lowest class, the weirdos. You know what I mean? Like, sure, there's always been discrimination against various types of people, and it's terrible. I'm against it all. But when it gets right down to it, after all the other people have gotten their free rights, I'll bet the weirdos still won't get full rights, you know? Because people are, that's what the essence of what everybody's afraid of, xenophobic. Right, that's just about how it's scary if someone is different. Xeno, other. How do you know if someone is other? What makes them other? They're other because they're different than you, right? Like, I'm different from everybody, and everybody knows that, but it still surprises them when they think about it. You know what I mean? So, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do tonight. I've been asked what the theme of tonight's show is, and I just can't think of it. I just refuse to think of it. How about that? How about I just refuse to think of it, and that's my story. I'm not going to do it. And you can try and make me do it, but I just won't do it. So we're on Radio Free Brooklyn, and we're also on Weirdos TV on Manhattan Network Neighborhood, which is on weirdos.com, and you can find us on Ustream and YouTube and all that kind of stuff. But the main thing is to call in and Skype in right after this commercial break coming right up. We play this commercial once every show. It's the standard. It's not a commercial for anything but the show, so it's not, I'm not selling anything more than I'm selling you on the idea of coming on in, getting involved in the show. You can call, you can Skype, and after the commercial, we'll give you those exact coordinates to be able to do that. And that would be great. I don't know.
I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood? I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
When I lived in a heating lake, New York. So now, like, I take German, and I'm getting a different idea on German. Like, sometimes I'll talk German to a non-German because I want to learn the language. I've gotten past cultural baggage, even though they're my enemies. Like, you're not a German. You're an enemy scumbag.
You're not a general German.
Although, I am part Jewish, and I do speak Jewish English. With Jewish. I think the last time I spoke Jewish English was in the army. The last time I spoke Jewish English was in the army, and I spoke to this guy, a war officer, and he was Jewish. That was the last time I spoke Jewish English.
Jews are saying...
But hey, when I talk to white trash or Americans or other scumbags, they never explain anything in Jewish English. It sounds like American English or standard American English, but it's no explanations that I talk to these scumbags. So now, I'm going to get them to... We're doing a new integration program where we all speak Jewish English. Jewish English with explanation and no reflection or staring. Even Jewish would say, I don't want to talk to you, this is how they end it. Like, but I had enough. This conversation is now ended.
No!
These people just stare at you. So we're doing Jewish English like living language, Rosetta Stone, or those language training courses. And it's not because I really want to talk to these scumbags. It's like, I have to talk to these scumbags.
Talk to the scumbags?
And they never... Like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, man.
I don't know.
And they don't listen to me, and I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, maybe nothing. Did you ever
I've actually
consider
heard
that?
This one. You sound like a Jew. I don't know what you're saying. I've heard that one. Once. And I didn't even tell them I was...
I don't know what you mean.
So we're doing this new integration program. You know, you do Rosetta Stone, which
Rosetta
has nothing
Stone.
To do. The language has, like, Chinese. You have nothing to do with it. You're not a Chinaman. You're not a Russian. It has nothing to do with nothing. You just speak that stuff. Nothing, except now you're speaking Jewish English. Yeah. Jewish English. And you'll speak fluent Jewish English in my new integration program. It's a wonderful language. I love it so much.
So much?
You know, it was so wonderful, I didn't even realize that it even wasn't... I didn't even know it was Jewish English until Jewish stopped talking to me about 8 years ago, because for whatever reason. And I actually started talking to these scumbags. I didn't even know I was speaking a separate language. It was so wonderful. It's a wonderful language.
Language, oy vey, it's a wonderful language.
And for explanation.
Okay, so that's, for instance, the kind of thing that our guest tonight will say. So you just have to be ready for that sort of thing. He might say all sorts of things. We don't know. We don't know what he's going to say. Or when he's going to call in, or what's going to happen at all, really. There's no... I keep looking over to see if he's called in. But we'll hear him call in, probably. I'd like to know when, but I can't control time. I think I gave that up a long time ago. I knew it wasn't possible, but I tried it for a while. It was too much for me. Too much for me, man. It made me get shaky. Made me go crazy. Made me really freaking out all the time. Been around, don't know why. Can't stop. I don't know why. And it's scary how, even though I don't know why, I'm bouncing and freaking out and going totally nuts. And that's the end of my sanity. It's scary how, even though I don't know why, I'm bouncing and freaking out and going totally nuts. And the end of my sanity.
Scary how.
It's the only way I can express it. It's not really. It just makes me so nervous. And then I just freak out, you know? Totally freak out. Completely freak out. Totally freak out. So, I think I don't understand. In fact, I know I don't understand. That's the main thing. I know I don't understand. So, I'm clear on that. I'm clear on that I don't understand. That's obvious. Everybody knows that. Nobody doubts that. That's the obvious. So why would you even mention it? I don't even know why you'd mention it. I don't know why I'm bouncing and...
It's scary, huh?
Even though I don't know.
Going totally nuts.
And that's the end of my
life. Sanity.
It's scary how.
Even though
I'm bouncing and freaking out and going totally nuts.
And that's the end of my sanity.
It's really far gone, baby. I decided it should stay this way forever. Forever, it would be so great. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's the best ever. I didn't even understand how good it could be. But I keep thinking, so we should probably, if only I could, you know, like, get some sort of a groove going, then we could really go to town. So that's what I'm gonna try to do here. Oh, we are off to a rollicking start, ladies and goons. That's so loud.
A million acres of grass. If you could identify the shape of the tree, you'd find that you yourself are there in the grass somewhere. Contains the elements needed for your tissues and body cells. Half the soil of America is grassland. But beyond all that, the kind of grass. And so is grain. Our substance, yours and mine, comes out of the earth and first appears in the grass blades. Then the best part of it is transformed by nature.
Right.
Work of a lot of people.
What's grain?
Probably didn't know you had it. Here it is.
Oh, I can't
make up
my mind. They'll love the pot roast, but those pork chops look wonderful.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And I assumed it wouldn't happen, but it's happening already. Oh, no, drop, no, drop. Yes, now I understand more better. I'm starting to really understand.
You aren't quite the same as you were even yesterday. Yours and mine a few years comes out. You'll be going around in a completely new body. In the grass, the substance is merged with the grass. Our will transform yours and mine through me comes out of the earth. He is protein and first appears now in the grass blade. Of what miraculous stuff is protein? Our substance. Yours and mine.
Be able to help me. Oh, you can. Weirdos.com. Here, when I was expecting company, it's disgraceful is what it is. I don't even understand how it could happen. I mean, I had him right there. Murray Gilbacher was there, and now he's gone. I could play you another message of his, though, so that's close enough. And we'll just have to deal with it that way. I don't know what else to tell you. You see, it's all easy to you and a mystery to me. That's exactly my point. That's always my point. And if you don't believe that, I can't help you. Well, this is a difficult situation to be in. It's a difficult situation to be in.
Freaking out, going totally nuts, and that's the end of my sanity. Even scary, yo. I don't know why I'm bouncing and freaking out, going totally nuts, and that's